Sam McBride, finally with you, do you detect more pressure on the media over recent times? Is this coming from Trump world, or where is this coming from?
I think there is certainly more pressure on you, it would seem, and in particular that there was that column from Jim Gibney and Sinn Féin last week, which I think was really extraordinary, because it was trying to lay at your door the fact that a storm came down last year, when at that point, obviously, Sinn Féin were arguing that they had brought it down, that they had done it for the right reasons, that it was a corrupt institution, that they needed to put manners in the DUP. And yet now it seems to be almost retrospectively saying that was somebody else and it was a bad thing. I think that the media are a very convenient scapegoat at times where parties are struggling to explain what is going on. Of course, we need to be open to criticism. There are points where we make very significant errors, and that is something which, as newspapers, we correct on probably a weekly basis. But I think that there is this tendency, certainly in elements of the DUP and Sinn Féin, want to control the message almost regardless of the means. That is something which I think, to a certain extent, the DUP now seems to be doing less, certainly in terms of my experience of them. But there are certainly elements which would love to have complete control over journalism, and which will, I suppose, use their power in terms of not giving interviews or in terms of not engaging with certain people who are seen by them to be problematic. And I think that in terms of what Brian Walker, the professor at Queen's, who was on your show a couple of weeks ago, said, I think it was actually a very dangerous undertone to that. I think that he certainly probably very well intentioned in terms of what he says, but trying to urge the parties towards some sort of compromise. But the idea that journalists should be some sort of wing of the talks process, that we should be covering up certain things, not asking certain questions, anything like that, in terms of trying to see our role as trying to strike an agreement, that is not our role. It is our role to be people who bring information to the public, who try to get to the bottom of what is actually going on, and then the public can make their minds up at the ballot box. If the public aren't being given that information in a clear way, really then it's very difficult to see how any sort of democratic system can properly operate, because voters are only being given a certain version of the truth.
Okay.
They're not being given an unvarnished version of what is actually going on.
Sam McBride, Alison Morris, thank you very much indeed. And just to be clear, Mr. Walker did not suggest at any stage that I should cover up anything that was happening. He did criticise me for being too negative.